Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
You little psychopath. Die, commie bimbo.
Now, Bud, I thought we talked about this before.
What's that, Mom?
You know, sneaking up behind your sister, pulling her hair, pretending to kill her. You remember the effect it had on Grandma? Nobody likes it. Nobody thinks it's funny. So cut it out, okay?
Sure, Mom.
Now go to school.
I hate you. Good.
Hey, hon. Anything going on?
Nope.
Sweetie, is this your little cactus?
Uh-huh.
Any particular reason you put it where the alarm clock used to be?
I thought it would dress up the room a little bit. Oh, gee, you know, I meant to tell you to be careful before you slammed your hand out of the alarm this morning.
Well, you didn't.
Sorry.
It's okay. I stopped the bleeding with your slip. Where are the kids?
Oh, they've left. Oh, by the way, Bud has show and tell at school today. The subject is, what does Daddy do? So when you come home tonight, if there's a can of beer missing and you can't find the remote control, that's where they are.
Well, I hope he brings that stuff back tonight. The Bulls are playing on TV.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
It's not as exciting as your cooking with Clyde the Cajun show, but at least it gives me a reason to come home.
Al, do you have to leave the refrigerator door open? I'm getting a draft.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should look for some food in the dishwasher. We have no juice.
Oh, I didn't buy any. I didn't have time.
But that happens, I understand. You don't have a job or anything, do you?
Well, I do sandpaper the stains out of your shirts and battle your socks and underwear into the washing machine. But I guess that is more of an adventure than a job.
What has that got to do with juice?
Al, there's a store on your way home from work.
I'm sorry, why didn't I think of that? Sure, I don't mind doing the shopping, too. Anything else I can do to make your life a little easier?
You could shave your back.
Hey, that hair is there for a reason. Keeps you off of me at night.
Al, let's not start. We were having such a nice morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. It's just that I got a hard day of work ahead of me. I got nothing to eat to get me going.
I'm sorry, honey. I know, it's my fault. But tonight, I promise there will be food in the house.
And juice.
Right. Those kids. I hate wasting food. Yes, my little baby. Have a nice day, honey.
There better be juice when I get home.
Ruler says I've been a seven since I graduated from high school.
Well, these are sevens. The box says nine because, well, look, lady, you're a nine. I can accept it. Why can't you?
You're very fresh.
No, ma'am, that's impossible. Because for the last hour, I've been trying to squeeze your foot into a shoe when I really should have been easing them into the box. So, no, I'd say I'm anything but fresh. By the way, you want to tell John Henry over there to give the $100 pumps a rest?
Your ad says courteous service.
But that's not my ad, ma'am. That's the former owner's. He was killed tragically on this very spot when a size 9 exploded in his face.
Come on, Arnold. We're leaving.
I want a balloon.
You've already got one.
Yeah. Mind if I go to lunch?
You just came from lunch.
Yeah, technically. But biologically, I was in bed with some broth.
Luke, how can you be happy sleeping with every woman you meet?
I don't know, but I am.
I'll tell you, as your friend, I can't wait till you get married. Yeah, a wife and kids who adore you. A wife, kids. The list goes on and on. It's just seeing their faces light up in the morning when they see you. They can't do enough for you. It's heaven on earth.
Noel, that is. Luke Ventura, at your feet.
Do you work here or are you just loitering?
I'm sorry. Can I help you?
I'd like to see some shoes, please.
Let me guess. Size 7s.
Yes, how did you know?
Oh, women are 7s.
I know you've been told this before, but you have the instep of a movie star.
Really?
Hey, Al, meet Tawny. Al's married. Listen, Al, I forgot to tell you. I got an extra ticket to the Bulls-Laker game tonight. Court level. Want to go?
Hell yeah.
You sure your wife will let you?
Let me tell you something. No woman tells Al Bundy what to do.
Hey, you. Get my shoes.
Yes, ma'am.
We're here today with our staff anthropologist, Dr. Jim, who discovered a tribe of women in the Amazon who, like the praying mantis, devour their males after mating season.
Oh, my God.
Ladies?
TV's sweating. Hey, get me some juice, okay?
Oh, that's what I forgot to do.
It's okay. Juice isn't important. Listen, honey, I know you've been busy around the house all day, so you don't have to bother making me dinner tonight. I got a little surprise for you.
Oh.
I'm going to the ball game tonight.
Al?
Huh?
You're not going to the game tonight.
Sure I am. See, let me explain something to you. I work all day. And when somebody works all day, they need to have some fun at night. Now, I don't actually expect you to understand any of this, but trust me, I'm your husband. I know best.
Well, isn't staying home with me fun?
Don't wait up.
Al, you're not going to the game tonight.
Oh, I see. You misunderstood me. You must have thought I said, honey, is it okay with you if I go to the game? You know, like a question. There's no question about this.
No, there isn't. You cannot go to the game tonight.
Why not?
Because I invited company over.
Company? Who the hell would want to come over here?
Do you know that honeymoon couple that moved next door?
No.
Well, I invited them over. I thought I told you.
You didn't. Look, I worked hard all day. The last thing I want to do is spend the whole evening with people I don't know.
Now, look, they are new in the neighborhood. They have lived here for 2 months and they have no friends. We have lived here for 15 years and we have no friends. Al, I want to have some friends.
Wait a second, wait a second. Are you implying that it's my fault you have no friends?
Oh, no. It's me who sits in front of the TV set burping with my hand thrust down my pants.
You keep it cold in this house, Peg.
Al, every night when the kids go out, it's just you and me. Can't you see how boring that is for me, honey? Look, all I am asking is that we have some people over for one night and for you to be nice.
Oh, I'm going to be nice? How's this for nice? I'm not even going to be here. I'm going to the game.
All right, Al, fine. But before you go, I would just like to say three things. The bank book is in both of our names. The credit cards are in both of our names. And the stores are still open.
Why didn't you get me juice?
Kid's gone.
Yeah, but they'll be back.
I can't believe you invited these people over tonight. I hate company.
Would you for once think about me? I am at home all day alone. You're out there around people all the time. You know, I need some fun, too.
Too? Oh, sure, on the surface, selling women's shoes is fun. But once you cut through all the hype, the myths, the glamour, it's really very much like any minimum wage paying slow death.
Hi, Mom. Dad, can I have $5?
You know, Bud, when I was a kid, I had to earn my money. Did you ever once think about trying to earn your money?
Okay, Dad. You want to know who Kelly was with this afternoon?
Who?
You know the kid they call Cobra? The kid with the sore on his mouth?
Good job, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Where are you going?
Joey's dad's waiting for me outside. We're going to the basketball game tonight. Mom said it was okay. Bye.
The Lakers are in town. You really wanted to go.
Hi, Mom. Dad, can I have $10?
Who were you with today?
Nobody.
Does nobody have a name? You know, Tom, Dick, Cobra with a sore on his mouth?
Oh, Dad, it's not that kind of a sore. He just fell asleep with a cigar in his mouth.
What?
You gave some to Bud. You have to give to Kelly, too. Remember, Al, no favoritism.
Peg, she's going out with a guy named after a reptile.
His real name is Stanley. They only call him Cobra because he has one painted on his van.
And you find this acceptable?
I've met him, and he's a very nice boy.
That's his horn. Isn't it great? I guess that's why I fell in love with him. Hi, Mom.
You know, we must have done something right. We raised two great kids.
I'm sorry, honey, I didn't hear you. I was just thinking of killing myself.
Not tonight, honey. We have company coming over.
Look, it's time for the pregame show.
Oh, no, you don't. Every time we have company, you turn on this TV and immediately separate yourself. Not tonight. You can always watch a basketball game.
Oh, but I couldn't always meet our next-door neighbors. Now I see.
Now, that must be Stephen Marcy from next door.
Stephen Marcy? I'm going to miss a game for people named Steve and Marcy. What's their last name? Gourmet?
And that is another thing, Al. When they are in here, I do not want you making any snide comments. That is why we have no friends.
Excuse me, Peg. I thought we had no friends because I put my hands down my pants.
Now, that's them. Now, Al, another thing. Do not eat or drink anything. One of them may have to use the bathroom after you.
I'm going to hate these people.
You will not hate them. They are very nice.
If they were nice, they'd be dead. I'd be at the game.
Get the door.
Get my juice. Al.
Hello, I'm Marcy.
I'm Steve.
You have a beautiful home.
Yeah, so do you. Come on in.
Howdy, neighbor.
Yeah. I hate these people.
Why don't we sit down? Gee, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed. I have nothing to serve you.
Yeah, listen, if you're hungry, there's a store a few blocks away. Yeah, if you're going, get me some juice, okay?
Al's only kidding. He's just a little upset because I didn't have time to do the shopping.
You know, Steve and I decided to share the household chores.
Gee, that's great.
You see, Al, Steve helps around the house.
Way to go, Steve. Say, listen, who do you like to win the NBA championship this year?
Well, Al, to tell you the truth, since we got married, I don't watch much sports. Marcy doesn't like it, and we decided we'll only do things we both like.
I feel that sports glorify violence and competition. And I don't think it's psychologically healthy. When we have a child, we don't want it to grow up with that winning is the only thing attitude. A child is better off not being exposed to sports.
You're gonna neuter him too?
Do you two have any kids?
Two.
Where are they?
I don't know. So, Steve, looks like life is really shaping up for you two. How long have you two crazy kids been married?
2 months, Al.
Well, Marcy. Well, it looks like you got a heck of a piece of clay here to work with.
We've been married 15 years.
Well, what's your secret?
Oh, no secret, really. Just to be considerate. Accept each other for what you are. Don't point out the fact that the hair he's losing on his head is now growing out of his nose. And his ears.
Accepting the fact that nowadays it's harder to figure out where her chest ends and her stomach begins.
I'll get us some coffee, Marcy.
I'll help.
Me too.
Hey, you know another thing that, makes women such a blessing to us? It's like when you're sitting somewhere and they come over and they say to you, "What are you thinking?" And you start thinking, you know, if I wanted you to know, I'd be talking.
Isn't that an awful lot of coffee you're putting in there?
Yes. That's for them. Ours will be good. You see, if they enjoy eating and drinking at home too much, they never take you anywhere. With men, if you ask them for something, you are never going to get it. But if you do some damage to their internal organs, you got a shot. And if it doesn't work, what have you lost? Could you fill this with tap water, please?
Well, I have to be honest. So far, Steve has been the ideal husband.
Oh, really? I bet the first couple of weeks you were married, you went to bed at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Have you noticed how in the last month or so, he seems to be going to bed a little later and later?
Why, yes. How did you know?
You're letting him slip away, Marcy. You've got a good thing going. Don't start letting him have a good time alone.
But we still have a good time together.
Then why is he staying up?
And I'm telling you, your son is going to be a sissy, Mary, if you let that woman take away your sports.
I used to love sports.
Of course you did. You're a man. And Steve, you can love it again. Start with me right now, Steve. Turn on that TV. I can't do it for you. Turn it on, settle back, relax, and watch sports.
You know, lately, he's been getting up earlier than me, too.
That's not good. Do you have PMS?
No.
Get it.
Steve!
Shh! Hey!
I thought we agreed. No sports.
Oh, nice shot. Yeah.
I demand to know what you do late at night after I've gone to bed. Are you having fun alone, Steve?
No, I just like to stay up and think.
What are you thinking?
Well, if I wanted you to know, I'd... Oh, just about how much I love you. I'm going to the game next week with Al.
My mother's coming over next week.
Oh, yeah? She's going to teach you how to bury me like she buried her three husbands?
Steve! Are you implying that their suicides had something to do with Mother? Oh. Well, if that's your attitude, then maybe I should just pack my bags and move in with her.
Great. Then I could go to bed at a normal hour.
All right, Steve Rhodes, let's go. We're going home. It's time to redefine our relationship.
Okay. Al, I'll see you next week at the game.
Peggy, I think we'll be spending a lot of time together. Come on, Steve. We've got to talk.
Oh, make it quick. I'm going to watch boxing.
You'll watch nothing.
It's going to be rough for him.
Yeah. Well, it was rough for us, and we made it. Hey, you know what? Bud got an A in school today.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go out Saturday night. You know what to eat, just me and you.
Good? Sure, if you want to.
Yeah, we haven't been to the captain's table in a long time.
Oh, we always like it there. They have such a nice menu.
Yeah. You want to go upstairs?
But you wanted to watch the game.
Yeah. You know, I like the coffee there, too.